Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with National Irish Bank. The bank that brought Danske Bank's international expertise to Ireland is now bringing the Danske Bank name.
Youth campaign groups representing young workers, the unemployed and students protested proposals contained in Budget 2014 to cut job seekers' allowance for those under 26 by forming a queue outside the Dáil earlier today. Following that Dáil protest, a social media campaign is to be launched calling on young people to send job rejection letters that they've received from employers to their local representatives. Our reporter Della Kilroy went along to the Dáil demonstration today. She has this report.
Labour, hear our voice. This is not a lifestyle choice.
Labour, hear our voice. If your only alternatives are 100 euro a week or emigrate, you know, what's the alternative? What are you going to do? You're going to emigrate. We can't take any more.
It's 12 o'clock outside Dáil Éireann, where a group of around 60 youths are forming a queue outside the Dáil.
Well, this is representing the people who are forced into emigration because of these cuts to youth services and Dáil. But what about the people who can't even afford to emigrate? That's like a lot of people I know. So personally, after this year, I'll be finished in college and I don't know, I'm looking at no prospects whatsoever as far as I can see them in terms of jobs. So more than likely be on this like reduced kind of payment, and I don't see any hope in it whatsoever.
Dan O'Neill is with the SIP2 Young Workers Network.
Hey, my name is Dan O'Neill and I'm from SIP2's Young Workers Network, and we're here today to stand in solidarity with young people around the country who are under attack. I think it's become very clear in the last budget that in Fine Gael's Ireland, don't be ill, don't be poor, don't be old or don't be young. You know, the government are saying that young people should get on their bikes and go out and find work, but with 32 job seekers for every vacancy, they're really leading us on a road to nowhere.
What's your message to the government?
Our message is that they're leaving young people today with very, very little options. The only two options we have is to emigrate or to go on the dole at a massively reduced rate. And a society without young people isn't a proper society at all.
So around 60 people here today. Is there a plan for a bigger rally?
Yeah, well, we had one rally the day after the budget announcement. We had a rally today, obviously. We're having a big meeting in Liberty Hall on November the 9th. We're also going to be lobbying politicians as well, and we're encouraging all young people to get on the phone to their politicians and make sure politicians know that young people are here to stay and young people are going to vote. So the idea that young people don't want to work is a lie. They want a good job and they don't want to emigrate. So I think it's an absolute tragedy that this generation is being lost to emigration.
Two doors reading emigration and 100 euro per week have been set up outside the gates of the Dáil, with a queue forming marked emigration. Those demonstrating told me why they had come to protest today.
I myself am an unemployed law graduate, and I'm out here today because I think what was proposed last week for the budget was absolutely ridiculous. I hate this assumption and these anecdotal things that the government are relying on from employers that we're too lazy to work. We're not. We can't get the jobs. We're trying. And that's why I'm out here today. I just want to show the government what I think of them and what I think of their choices that they're offering young people. They're abysmal.
My name is Michael Nolan. I'm with the TWU and I'm from Blanchardstown. And I'm an electrician, but I just can't find any work in the country at the moment. I'm applying every day now at 10:30 in the morning so to try to get a job. And I really don't want to leave the country. I love my family, I love my friends, I love Ireland. I don't want to have to leave. We just want work. Like, they're making it look like it's not as bad as it is, but it is bad, you know.
Basically, I'm already on the reduced rate, which is 144, because I'm under 25, which is already a completely unrealistic amount of money to be able to live on in the first place. So the idea that it would be cut by an extra 44 euro is unimaginable. It's just unbelievable. It's not possible to live. I know, because I live in Dublin city centre. Originally I'm from a rural area in Ireland, but of course there's absolutely no jobs available. So, you know, if I was on 100 euro now, I would be forced to move back home and would be forced to do absolutely nothing.
What are your options?
There are no other options. Well, I'm already in poverty. What will I do? Well, it's possible. It's highly possible that I will emigrate.
My personal situation, I'm a graduate. I just finished my master's 2 months ago. I'm working 10 hours a week at the moment, so I'm earning 108 euro a week. I'm not only applying to graduate level jobs, like I'm trying to get a job in a shop. I applied to two mobile phone shops yesterday and I haven't heard, like, they're the kind of jobs I'm not hearing back for. It's not that I'm being overly selective in what I'm applying for. I'll take any work.
How does that affect your morale?
It is getting worse as time is going on. I mean, I'm finding for the first time since I was a teenager kind of ringing my mum and asking if I can borrow €50 from her, and it's just like, I'm 24, I thought that kind of period of my life was behind me.
What's your message to the government today?
I just feel like they're completely disconnected with the reality of what it's like to be 24 and living in Ireland right now. They seem to think that we're all just deciding to sit around and, I don't know, watch Jeremy Kyle all day, whereas in reality, like, I'm on my laptop for hours every day looking for work and I can't get it. And to hear from them that they think that we're just choosing to live like that is a bit annoying, to say the least.
Della Kilroy reporting there. Ian Power is Executive Director with Spunout.ie. You've been listening to Della's report there, Ian. What are your thoughts as you listen to it?
I'm completely unsurprised, really, I think, Mary, in terms of the reaction from young people. It was very sad to kind of see politicians come out last week and try to suggest and insinuate and denigrate young people by suggesting that they need to be incentivised to take up job opportunities and training opportunities that simply don't exist. As you heard there from one of the people in the report, there's 32 people, many of whom are very skilled, often to postgraduate level, who are available to work for every vacancy that currently is advertised in Ireland at the moment. And in terms of the education and opportunities that were announced last week in the budget, there's only 3,250 new places. And when you put that in context of the 70,000 young people that are unemployed or, you know, not in education or training or work at the moment, you know, it pales into insignificance. So in terms of incentivizing young people to take up these opportunities that don't exist, you know, it really is putting the cart before the horse in terms of cutting income support for those young people before there's anything meaningful for them to do. So it's unsurprising that some young people will feel that their only option is to emigrate. And for the long-term unemployed, that actually isn't necessarily in their you know, portfolio of options, because it's very expensive to emigrate as well. So you know, really, there is an understanding and a recognition that there is a huge level of hopefulness, you know, hopelessness even, sorry, in terms of young people at the moment in the country. You know,
and yet, and you know, if you contrast the turnout yesterday of senior citizens, we had about 8,000 or 9,000 of them protesting at cuts to their benefits. And I take on board the fact that they have free travel, so they have access to Leinster House. But 8,000 or 9,000 versus 60 young people today at the Dáil, you'd have to say they're not very exercised by the cuts.
Well, if you look back over the last 5 years, young people have been hit every year, and there's countless reports out there that show that young people have been hardest hit by the austerity since the start of the crisis in 2008. If you look back, you know, from the start of these kind of crisis budgets back in 2007 and 8, you know, there was huge numbers of young people on the streets campaigning against cuts to, you know, social supports for young people who are in higher education, against kind of fee increases, all these kind of different things. And to be honest, it's unsurprising that young people are fatigued by having to go out on the streets to fight for their rights every time, as opposed to being understood by government and being helped and supported. So it really is no surprise that young people are feeling that they're not going to be listened to even if they do go out onto the streets. I guess you could see that from the senior citizens lobby, they came out very, very strongly in 2008, and they had their reversal to the medical card. So they felt that that was 70s. Effective. So I guess they felt that yesterday could be effective as well. But, I mean, the Social Protection Bill is going through the Dáil tomorrow, and there doesn't seem to be any willingness from the government to recognise that what they're doing is essentially putting the cart before the horse and not actually providing any alternative for young people.
Do you make a distinction, Ian, between a young person who perhaps is still living in the home of their parents, in their family home, getting €100 a week, and somebody who's living in rented accommodation? They will be getting other allowances as well, but having just 100 euros to live on.
If you take into account somebody who is living independently, I mean, they have to pay €30 towards their rent allowance. So if they're under the age of 21 at the moment, they're getting their €100 a week, 30 of which is going towards their rent supplement, which means they're left with €70 a week to live on, which is about €10 a day. And if you think of trying to live on €10 a day and look for work or potentially be part of a scheme, an internship scheme or something like that, it really just isn't a realistic option for many. And this kind of notion that a lot of young people can live with with their families, that just isn't a reality for many, because families are already hit and squeezed, and they can't support young people that are over the age of 18 anymore, because you know they may have younger siblings that they need to support, particularly going through the college system, which is more and more expensive, and even second level, which we see today, is more expensive. So I mean, we really do welcome initiatives that the Minister for Social Protection introduced in terms of employers getting a rebate for those under 25 that are unemployed that they take on, and we welcome the job bridge scheme can be quite good when the learning is meaningful, not just retail opportunities that should be advertised.
You're not rejecting the schemes available, you just argued there are not enough of them to cope with the numbers of young unemployed people.
Absolutely, right. There's not enough numbers, but I guess from our perspective, like, job bridge has been proven to be successful for some people in terms of getting jobs after kind of 6 months, but pushing out that deadline to 18 months is only slowing the rate of job creation.
Okay, so Ian, I have to leave it there. Thank you for joining us this evening. That's Ian Power, Executive Director with SpunOut.ie.